At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When I had moments in my life where I felt stuck, where I felt like my career wasn't moving how I wanted to, my finances weren't moving how I wanted to, where I felt like my weight wasn't moving how I wanted to, for some reason, I felt like the way to solve the problem was, let me just give me a little boo. If I got into a relationship, like somehow that would solve all my problems. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And how are y'all doing? Oh my God, I just got back from New York and it was fun. I did my first of all, I don't do winter. So, you know, I don't do winter in New York, but the love I have for my best friend made me do winter in New York. But it wasn't that bad. I feel like Atlanta prepared me for such a time as this because we have had the coldest winter I've ever seen in Atlanta, and I've been living here for like 20 years now. So, yeah, it was an experience, okay? But I was prepared. I had my clothes. I was ready for the New York weather. We stayed in Manhattan. We stayed at this hotel called The Muse. Shout out to The Muse. I am not being paid to talk about them, but they are a great boutique hotel if you are looking for somewhere to stay in Manhattan. And it wasn't super expensive. I got it on a deal. And it's really hard to find double beds in New York, especially double beds that will not break the bank. And we had double beds at The Muse Hotel. So definitely hit them up if you're looking for somewhere in Manhattan. We basically walk mostly everywhere. The trip was a surprise for her. She was flewed out by her dad. Me and her dad conspired to give her this birthday surprise. She was very happy. We did go to see Hell's Kitchen, Alicia Keys' Broadway play. This was actually my first Broadway play. I had never been to a Broadway play before. So that was exciting. The play was really good. I do not like musicals, but the play was great because they do a lot of Alicia Keys songs. So if you are like a babe in Broadway plays and you've never been and you do not like musicals, this is a good play because it's very current. So, and you can understand it. Even though it's set in the 90s, you can understand it. It's really dope, easy to understand. Great flow, great actors, great singers. Mwah. Chef's kiss. I did get that hey boo text before the trip. Y'all, all my black women know what that hey boo text is. That hey boo text is when your stylist sends you the hey boo text, and they are basically canceling on you the night before. First of all, scheduling a hair appointment the night before a trip is already risky, first and foremost. So that was already my bad. But I had faith in her because we had followed each other. We were mutuals on my hair page. I do hair as well. We were mutuals. And I just didn't think my good sis would do me like that. But my good sis did me like that. So my appointment was at 6 p.m. I get the text at 5 p.m. I'm running behind. So I'm like, okay, she's running behind. That's cool because I'm running behind as well on my packing and things that I need to do to get ready for this trip. So I'm like, I'm a chill. I'm not going to bother sis. So I started doing what I needed to do. And I'm waiting on her to tell me like when to come, because I've sent I'm running behind text to my clients, but I'll tell them like, I'm running behind, come at this time. And usually it's within an hour. Like I'm never running so behind where it's like throwing something off completely, because I understand and respect people's time. Also, I'm a early bird when it comes to going to sleep. I be asleep by 9 something. So it's already 6. She ain't hit me back up. I'm like, bro, come on. So at 7, she's like, oh, I'll be done. No, she ends up sending me a voice text. Like, oh, I'll be done around 8:30. But in the tone of her voice, because I do hair and also I've dealt with stylists who be playing, I knew by the tone of her voice that 8:30 was a lie. I knew it was going to be really like 9:30, because she talk about she got a whole side of her head to do. And I'm just like, bro, what is wrong with the psyche of people? who do hair, and they know that they're lying. And then it's like, so long story short, she did not do my hair. So I, to prep, she already had me wash, blow dry, and flat iron my hair. So my hair was already washed, blown out, and flat ironed. And so I had to go on this trip with my real hair, which is still out now. Yes, my hair does look great because I know how to do my hair, but that's not the point. I wanted braids. I didn't want to have to deal with this, but it still was cool because it was so cold in New York. I didn't like have to sweat my hair out. I didn't have to worry about it getting frizzy. I got to try out a lot of different styles. I actually wanted to wear my hair out more this year and do more than just curly styles, because usually when my hair is out, I wear it just in my curly fro, just because it's easier when I work out, and when I wear my hair down, it just like puffs up. But on this trip, I was forced to like do other styles. Like I did the, right now I have the like the two bangs with the ponytail at the top, and then over the weekend I had the two bangs and I had the two poofs, and then I had the two bottom poofs. So just like learning how to do different styles with straight hair. So it was a gift and a curse, her hitting me with a hey boo text. Now I have not blasted her because I'm waiting on my deposit. She said she refunded it. She refunded it on Thursday, and I'm thinking like 3 business days. It should be there by tomorrow. If it's not there by tomorrow, because I hit her up like, hey, did you refund it? Because it didn't say nothing to me. She said she refunded it. She has been in communication. She is whack with her communication, which a lot of hairstylists are slow with communication. So I'm just like, okay, if I don't see nothing by Tuesday, then I'm going to have to dispute it. Then I'm going to have to blast her. I don't want to blast her because I'm just not that type of person. I don't want to be like, oh, don't book with this person, but don't play with me. Like, yeah, my deposit was only $20, but you don't deserve my money when you canceled on me last minute. I had to make arrangements. Of course, like, what if I didn't know how to do no hair? Then I'd be like, SOL. Like, come on, bro. So that's that. But all in all, it was still a great trip. Today, I want to talk about a hidden reason why many women struggle with being single. Now, I want to preface this by saying this episode is not for everybody. This episode is not for a lot of women that have just been waiting, and they're just like struggling, and they're weight, and they're exhausted. Some of y'all, it's not for y'all specifically, but there is a reason that I know a lot of women are struggling with being single, because I was struggling with being single for this reason for a very long time. And I want to reveal it today because I feel like y'all need to know. So let's lean into it. And today's episode is not just backed by my opinion nor my experiences. Like, literally, I went down to the nitty gritty and I went and researched psychological research just to help y'all understand why this is actually a reason a lot of women are struggling with single. So let's get into it. Okay, so y'all know I've been single for a long time, honey. A long time, right? And there was one season where I felt like I was struggling being single, not from a point of like, okay, I'm just tired of it. It was more so I felt anxiety. I felt like I had to get a relationship, or like I was suffering. Like, there was a suffering inside of me. Like, I can't really explain it, but like there was this deep suffering or like emptiness in me, and I just felt like I had to pursue a relationship. And you know, this is you that I'm talking to when you feel like, oh my God, I feel like I'm chasing it. And it's okay to admit that. Like, you jumping on the dating apps, you are responding to everybody who wants to have a chance with you. You just kind of like on some, you know what, the next person that asks me to be with them, I'm going to be with them. Let's be honest. Like, let's not flex. I know, because I've been there. Like, I've been in a relationship. I ended up in the most toxic relationship of my life because I was at that point where I was like, the next person who say they want to be with me, I'm going to just say yes, because I'm that tired. I'm that miserable. I'm that over being single, right? So if this sounds like you, then you need to listen up, because this is the real reason why you're struggling, and it's not what you think it is, right? So in this season of my life, I had just quit a job that made me a lot of money. This is when I quit bottle waitressing, just cold turkey. I hadn't planned on it. I was still working full time, but in my job, I was very like, I just didn't like my job. And then I quit the one job that was making a lot of money. Then I was at the job I don't really like. And so I just felt like, so at this point, I done cut my income in more than half. And I'm just kind of like miserable in life. And then I'm lonely because I'm not in a relationship. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to just be in a relationship with the next guy who, you know, looks my way. So who says I want to be with you? And that's what I did. And so it was like all of these other factors that was causing me to seek relationships desperately. Like I was desperately seeking a relationship. And I realized a lot of it had to do with this deep emptiness within me, because if I really took inventory of my life, I wasn't happy at work. I wasn't happy with just my finances. I wasn't happy in my everyday life. I just felt very empty. And it was a death. And so I thought, if I get in this relationship, then I will feel something and I won't feel as miserable and as anxious. That was a lie. As soon as I got into that relationship, it got worse, because me and this person were not a good match. They started to add stress. So now on top of the emptiness I feel, I have stress, I have anxiety, I have toxicity, I have emotional turmoil, I'm drained from this, like it's just so many things going on. And I was really struggling. And I realized that it had nothing to do with happiness, and it had everything to do with fulfillment, okay? So a lot of you are not unhappily single. A lot of you are just unfulfilled in life, period. And I'm going to prove it to you, okay? So I went and I found an article, and this article is from Life Coach Training Co. And it's giving us a definition of the difference between happiness and fulfillment, right? So happiness refers to a state of emotional well-being characterized by positive feelings, contentment, and joy. Happiness can be influenced by various external factors such as relationships, achievements, and material possessions. So basically what it's saying is happiness is a fleeting emotion, okay? Happiness is something that you feel in a moment. It's that instant gratification. So kind of like you having a bad day, or you just feeling like low, and then you go out and you get that cookie and now you feel joy again. That's what happiness is, right? But fulfillment goes beyond momentary happiness and delves into a deeper sense of purpose and satisfaction in life. Fulfillment is a long-lasting state of contentment that arises when individuals feel a sense of meaning and accomplishment in their lives. So at that moment, when I was seeking a relationship desperately because I thought that it would fill that void of emptiness that I had inside of me, it wasn't the emotional connection that I was looking for. I was actually searching for fulfillment. The reason I was searching for fulfillment was because I already was in a job that was, I did not enjoy. I had already quit a job that like made me more money. I was lost in life, period, because I had these dreams that I wanted to work toward, but I had like no motivation because I felt like I had been working toward them, but they were not being fulfilled. So I lacked fulfillment. And a lot of times when you lack fulfillment, you think that an emotional connection or a relationship is going to be the answer to that need. And it's not, because a need for fulfillment, period, that void cannot be filled by just a relationship. It goes beyond that. That's why a lot of women are unhappily married. That's why a lot of women are unhappy in relationships, because they thought that relationship was going to be the thing that solved the problem, that deep agony that they were feeling, and it wasn't. It was a need for fulfillment, because they had dreams and aspirations. They had a purpose, or they're looking for their purpose, but they could not find it. That's why I said this episode is not for everybody, because some people are in their career. They're content. all of the things in their life are fulfilled, but that one box that they need checked, and that is the relationship, isn't. So they are not, they are still struggling being single, but they're struggling because they're just waiting for a long time. But at the same time, they still have moments of happiness. They don't feel like they need to chase a relationship. They don't feel like they are hopeless in all of these things like that. No, because they still have fulfillment. They just know that one thing's missing. The reason I know this is because if you go back to the hierarchy of needs, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it talks about the six fundamental human needs, right? One is certainty. That's the need for safety.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Safety, stability, and predictability. 2 was uncertainty, the need for change, excitement, and new experiences. That's like when you travel. You know, certainty is like when you need a home. That's why I feel like people should not be dating when they are homeless. Like, I just don't think that, because I feel like you need to be certain, because when you are uncertain in your life, period, it makes you a prey for a predator. Because a predatory person, period, they look for weaknesses in people. When they see those little pockets of weaknesses, like, oh, they homeless, they're financially insecure, let me take advantage of that. That's why I deeply feel like that. Like, when you struggling in life financially and stuff like that, I don't think you need to be dating. So back to the 6 fundamental human needs. 1, certainty, a need for safety, stability, predictability. 2, uncertainty, the need for change, excitement, new experiences, that's it, vacations, etc., significance, the desire to feel important, valued, and needed. And that can come from, you know, family, deep relationships, friendships, etc. 4, connection, the need for connection of others and a sense of belonging. But that also comes with love. Like, that's that relationship factor, right? 5, growth, the intrinsic need to develop, progress, and improve ourselves. We need to feel like we are progressing. Have you ever been like in life and you feel like nothing is moving? Like, you feel like you're stuck in one place. Like, you feel like your weight is stuck. You feel like you can't lose weight. You feel like you've been at the same job for years. You've been in the same apartment for years. You've been around the same people for years, and you just feel like you're not growing. We need that. We need to feel like we're progressing towards something, even if it's like a little by little change. And 6, contribution, the need to give, serve, and make a difference in other people's lives. And that goes back to purpose, right? So if you got these 6, so y'all heard 6 fundamental needs, right? 6. Okay. If you feel like you have checked every other need and the one need is that love and connection, you won't feel like you're suffering so much, because that's just a small percentage of the pie, right? So that's why women who have those other ones checked, they're not struggling in their single season. They're not feeling desperate. Yes, they have moments of unhappiness because happiness is a fleeting emotion, but they can overcome it because they have the other ones. But if you know that you know that you are missing those other six, those other five fundamentals, certainty, uncertainty, significance, growth, contribution. If you know that you know that you are missing those, sweetie, get on it. Get on it. Like, get to it right now, because you're unhappy because you think that one small need is the issue, and it's not. It's not necessarily the issue, baby, because there are five other needs that you need to contend with. And listen, I'm not them people out here who be on these podcasts, mind the single folks' business, like, oh, the reason you want a relationship is because you don't love yourself. Shut up. Okay? That is not what I'm doing. But I am saying that a lot of times we ignore the other fundamental needs, and we feel like the one need for love and connection will fulfill all the other ones, but it won't. So for you to be happier in a relationship, once you get to it, guess what? You need to focus on those other five fundamental human needs. And that's why you're struggling. That's why you're struggling more. So when I went through that season and I finally got out of that unhappy relationship, my next season was getting my other five fundamental needs met. And that was getting my life and my stability together, being able to predict where my funds were coming from and where my rent was coming from. I had to have that excitement. I started traveling more. I started going into new places to feel a need of important and valued and needed. Y'all, I leaned more into my friendships and my family. I started spending more time with family, getting to know my family more. Like, I started to do that. Growth. I started saying, okay, I want this weight loss journey to go for me. Let me figure out how I can do it. And I started to give and serve. Like, I lead Bible study. I would find ways to volunteer and things of that nature. And I started to feel fulfilled. Yes, I still want to be in a relationship, but I'm not struggling in my single season right now. I know how to emotionally regulate. I know how to get it together because I have those other five fundamental needs. Let's go back to the difference between fulfillment and happiness so we can drive this point home, okay? So what is the difference? How do they differ? And this is how I'm proving to you that you are more so struggling with fulfillment versus happiness. Okay, so the I just had a little stroke. I bind that in the name of Jesus. I'm just kidding. Okay, it's duration. Duration. Happiness is often fleeting and temporary, whereas fulfillment is more sustainable and long-lasting. Happiness can be experienced in moments of joy or pleasure, but it may dissipate quickly once the external circumstances change. On the other hand, fulfillment comes from an internal sense of purpose and aligning one's actions with their values, leading to a deeper and more sustained sense of satisfaction. So basically, this is saying happiness is a feeling that is basically fulfilled by that temporary satisfaction. If you are a person who is always seeking temporary satisfaction, you're only seeking happiness. But if you really want fulfillment, you're going to look at what your internal sense of purpose is and what your values are, and just like deeper, like, what is really going to satisfy me? So I got a great example for that, right? So I went through this season where I knew that I knew deep down that I wanted a relationship that led to marriage. But when I got in my lonely window, which is something I tell people about, a lonely window is that sense of like that small bit of time where you feel lonely in your singleness because you probably just came out your period and your hormones are raging. You probably just are going into a birthday. So it's like you questioning life and taking inventory and like, dang, I'm still single for another year. You probably just had like a crazy life circumstance and you're like, dang, if I had my person, then this will be different, et cetera, right? So that's your lonely window. So the best way to conquer your lonely window is just to acknowledge that, okay, I feel lonely right now, to go into prayer about it, and then to emotionally regulate, because you don't want to make temporary decisions off of a permanent, you don't want to make temporary decisions. You don't want to make permanent decisions off of a temporary emotion. That's what I'm trying to say. Y'all work with me. But yeah, so in my lonely window, when I knew that I knew that I didn't want to entertain these temporary people, I would find myself entertaining temporary people because I was searching for an escape of happiness when deep down I really wanted that sense of long-lasting love. So what would happen is when I would entertain these temporary situations, they would end and then I would be upset because it's like I awakened this emotion and this companionship when I knew it was temporary. So I'm doing that because I'm seeking happiness, but in reality, I really want fulfillment and I know it's not going to last. So why am I doing that to myself? So that's why people are struggling, because they're chasing this temporariness. They're chasing this happiness that's temporary. Okay. The second thing is the source. Happiness is often derived from external factors such as material possessions, achievements, or relationships. In contrast, fulfillment comes from within and is driven by personal growth, self-actualization, and a sense of purpose. Okay, so when you are only looking at it from the outside and you're feeling like, oh my God, nothing's changing, nothing's happening from the outside, that means that you are only pursuing that temporary gratification. You need to go deeper, okay? The third thing is depth. Happiness is primarily associated with positive emotions and absence of negative feelings. Fulfillment, on the other hand, encompasses a broader range of emotions, including both positive and negative ones. It involves embracing challenges, personal growth, and a sense of accomplishment, even in the face of difficulties. Okay, this is real. This is the truth. We have to stop believing that the only way that we will be happy is if we have no negative emotions. That is not the truth. I feel like society has set us up for failures, because when you have bad days, you start to look at it and be like, okay, I have a bad life. And that's not true. You just had one bad day out of the 20 good days. No. So when you are searching for happiness, you're only going to pay attention to those moments where it's like, oh my God, I feel negative today. This sucks, life sucks, blah, blah, blah. But when you are searching for deeper fulfillment, you realize that, you know what, I'm going to have some bad days, but that's okay, because I know that life is greater than this. I know that fulfillment means more than this. I know that the good outweighs the bad. I'm good. I'm straight. And the last thing is focus. Happiness is often centered around the present moment and immediate gratification. It is concerned with enjoying life's pleasures here and now. Fulfillment, however, takes a broader perspective and considers long-term goals, personal values, and overall life satisfaction. It involves looking beyond instant gratification and making choices that align with one's greater purpose. Are you making choices that align with your greater purpose? Like, for example, me and my celibacy. Let me tell you something. Yes, I want the instant gratification of some dang-a-lang all the time. I would love some dang-a-lang. I would love it. But like, please don't. I hope don't nobody chop that up and make that like just the clip, because that's gonna be a wild clip. But anyway, I would love that. But I know my greatest purpose is I can't just have sex just to be having sex. Like, that's not going to fulfill me. Like, that's going to make me actually feel emptier at the end of it. I need to have sex with a purpose, with my husband, with a man that I actually love, with a man that I actually have connection with, right? So you have to understand that every time you keep a promise to yourself, you feel more fulfilled. But every time you break those promises to yourself, you feel more empty. So you need to be aiming for fulfillment and not just happiness, okay? And that is one of the reasons. I feel like this is something people don't talk about, because I feel like, I know for me, when I had moments in my life where I felt stuck, where I felt like my career wasn't moving how I wanted to, my finances weren't moving how I wanted to, where I felt like my weight wasn't moving how I wanted to, for some reason, I felt like the way to solve the problem was, let me just give me a little boo. If I got into a relationship, like, somehow that would solve all my problems. Like, but is that really the truth? Like, no, it's not the truth. You are searching for a temporary solution. Like, and that is not it. You're still going to be unhappy. You need to search for deeper fulfillment. And that is what. So I want y'all to help y'all search for deeper fulfillment. So what you want to do is to identify in this season, which one of those six fundamentals am I missing besides love and connection? Let me go over them again. Number one, uncertainty, the need for change, excitement, and new experiences. Two, certainty, the need for safety, stability, and predictability. Three, significance, the desire to feel important, valued, and needed. Four is the connection and love. We skipping that one because we ain't talking about that right now. Five, the intrinsic deep desire to develop, progress, and improve ourselves. And six, the need to give, serve, and make a difference in others' lives. Okay? So one way, a quick way that y'all can move from just seeking happiness to fulfillment is what I talk about in Get My Book, my workbook. This is called Get Unstuck When Life Sucks, the 30-Day Guided Self-Help Journal with Prompts. Okay, the reason I wrote this was because I was in a season of my life for a long time, at least 3 years, where I felt stuck in everything. I felt like finances weren't moving. I felt like career wasn't moving. I felt like weight wasn't moving. I felt like I was stuck. And what I realized was I was not stuck necessarily physically, I was stuck mentally. And when you are stuck mentally, you cannot move physically. So I created this journal so you can get unstuck here, so you can start moving here. Okay? So if you know that you feel stuck right now, go ahead and look in the link in the bio, get the ebook that's out for $10, or you can get the actual physical copy, and that one's on Amazon, and you can get that mailed to you on Amazon, and I think it's $19.99. I don't know. Y'all go look. But I'm telling you, this is going to get you unstuck in your mind so you can start moving. Because a lot of the reason you're really struggling right now is because you feel unfulfilled. It has nothing to do with your singleness. But it makes you feel like you're going crazy because not only is your relationship life not moving, but your career is not moving, your weight's not moving, your finances are not moving. So of course you feel unhappy, because guess what? If the finances was moving, that career was moving, you could be on vacation on a plane moving, okay? And you could be on an island, because I bet you single feels way better on an island than it does on land. I'm just telling you. I'm just letting you know. I'm being Cabo next month. I'm just letting y'all know. It do. It feel a little better. They say money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy the vacation that makes me happy. That's all I'm saying. It makes me feel a little bit more fulfilled. That's all I'm saying. Get the book. I'm telling you. I'm trying to move you. I'm trying to get you moving. All right. Well, if this connected with you, if you feel like somebody needs to hear this, if you feel like you needed to hear this, go ahead and comment below. Share with your mama, your brother, your sister, your cousin, anybody who you know needs it. Go ahead and rate me on Amazon Podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, a 5. If you're not going to rate me a 5, don't be over here rating me nothing else. Don't be messing up my numbers now. Don't be messing my numbers up. If you're going to rate how to get unstuck, don't be messing up my numbers unless you're going to give it a 5, okay? I need you to give it a 5, all right? All right, y'all, until next time. Bye.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.